Well, I think the way we used to, well, the way we grow tobacco now. Of course, back then we didn't have the float bed trays. So, we tilled the ground and prepared a seed bed, and then you pulled the little plants out of the dirt and put them in a sack and carried them to the field. Now, with hydroponics, you just raise them in a tray and float them on the water and go from there. And it saved quite a bit of labor. Another thing is, some of the chemicals we use now are a lot safer than the ones that they used back years and years ago. The way we prepare our tobacco has changed tremendously. We used to strip the leaves off and wrap a leaf around the hand and hang it on a stick, press it and book it and, do a lot of things. And now you just pull the leaf off and throw them in a big baler and make a big package. And
Do you have the big bales
now I'm
still?
still using the smaller bales,
Yeah. And is that, are they accepting that
Oh
then, or are they?
yeah, it's pretty acceptable. I mean, most of the larger farmers, or if we went to the bigger package, it saves a little bit of labor stripping. But for me, being a smaller tobacco farmer, it's still more practical for me to still use the smaller bales.
Yeah, because you need a bigger space and all that
Yeah,
kind of
that's
thing.
right.
And how about when that change from tying it in hands to doing the small bales? What did farmers think of that?
Well, I mean, a lot of the old farmers were, they're not very adaptable to change. And, I remember my grandfather talking about it. He said, "Yeah," I said, "that tobacco will never keep in that kind of package. It'll get hot, you won't be able to keep it like that." But, we changed pretty quickly after he seen that, you strip a handful off, you put it in the box, and you're done with it.
So he saw
Yeah, he
how
saw
efficient
how
it was.
efficient, more efficient it was than the old way. And, that was a pretty easily change from going through that process.
Yeah. Just because people could see him. And probably, was it the same with the move from plant beds to float beds that.
Well, yeah, kinda. I mean, of course, I remember my grandfather, first float bed I fixed. Of course, float bed area is not very big, and you used to fix about 100 yard square of things that acre and a half tobacco with, and I had a little area there fixed up for 2 acres tobacco. And my grandfather said, "Son, how much tobacco are you going to set off of that?" I said, "Well, it's supposed to set 2 acres." He shook his head and he said, "It'll never do it," he said. He said, "You just well as get you some plant beds fixed," or said, "you ain't going to have a tobacco crop this time." But it worked out pretty good, and he seemed to change and, adapted to it pretty quickly.